Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to another episode of the Perspective Matters podcast. So there is a lot that is happening right now, in case you aren't aware, which I'd be highly surprised if you weren't aware. The 2020 Olympics is happening. And for me, I feel like the Olympics finally started. Once we got into track and field, once we got into the 100 meters, the hurdles, I'm like, yes, now I can really finally start to pay attention. So there's a lot that's going on. It's really exciting times. And I just want to take this time to congratulate Elaine Thompson here on her win, as well as achieving the Olympic record. Fantastic run. Super, super proud. Also want to say congrats to Shellyann Fraser-Pryce and Sherika Jackson. They also did really well. And I can only imagine how disappointed Shellyann might have been during that moment, only because this is a comeback for her of sorts and she was poised to take the gold. But listen, what she accomplished is no easy feat. And the fact that she was able to compete round after round and deliver a stellar performance and still put on such a great run and still place, I'm super proud. Super, super proud. We got the 1, 2, 3. I don't think there is anybody who really cared what the order was. We just wanted to see 1, 2, 3. Like, we're good. As long as they all come home to us, as long as all three medals come home to us, we're good. So right now, I can imagine people are super excited. The celebrations are still going on. If this was pre-COVID, halfway through would have been packed with people, would have had the Dutch pot covers, the vuvuzelas. It would have been a party. and I miss that. COVID robbed us. I'm not going to say kinda. COVID did rob us of that experience, but we may do. One thing about us Jamaicans, we know if a ton we hand make fashion, and we certainly know how to make do. So I'm super excited that we're doing well. There have been a couple of hiccups, couple of disqualifications, but it's to be expected, man. Like, in every situation, Murphy's Law is at play. Whatever can go wrong will. So my heart goes out to the affected athletes preparing for an event that comes around every 4 years, comes with challenges, setbacks, triumphs, and everything you've worked so hard for comes down to one moment. And for whatever reason, if that moment is taken from you, it can be truly devastating. So my heart really goes out to all the athletes, not just the Jamaican athletes, but all the athletes who, for whatever reason, were not able to compete in their event. I'm sending love and courage their way, and I really hope that they can find it within them, and they have it within them, to be resilient, to learn from this experience, to not become bitter because of this experience, but to face it, to deal with it, to embrace it, to push through, and to come back even stronger than they are right now. And the people within their circle will offer them all the love and the support that they're going to need as they process this experience. Keep the criticisms to yourself. We don't need that kind of energy right now. Nobody needs that kind of energy right now. So if you don't have nothing good for say, then don't say nothing. So for this week, not sharing a proverb, what I'm going to talk about has to do with our mental freedom. And it's very relevant, and I think it's quite pertinent. So that's what I'm going to share this week. Tomorrow, August 1st, many former European colonies will celebrate Emancipation Day. And Emancipation Day is a significant mark in our history as a human race, because for whatever reason, a specific group of people thought it was a good idea, thought it was morally acceptable to enslave another group of people for whatever reason. And not just enslave them for years, for centuries, but visited upon them unspeakable horror that has had such a tremendous impact that we're still feeling the effects in the present day. Because there are some persons in academia, and I'm inclined to that opinion too, that when you go through that kind of trauma, it affects your genetic makeup. And not just your genetic makeup, it affects everybody within your line. And nobody bothered to stop and see what the ramifications would be of slavery to say this is not a good idea. Let's stop this. No, because it was very profitable, highly profitable. European countries built their wealth on the backs of black people. So slavery was not going to stop because it was highly, highly profitable. So nobody cared about the short-term and long-term ramifications of slavery. We're still seeing it manifest itself in different ways today. And I want to call our attention to one particular issue, and that is the freedom of the mind. Because while our ancestors' physical body was enslaved, I can tell you their spirit wasn't. When I cast my mind back to the history topics and lessons I would have learned from primary and high school, and we were taught about the Morant Bay Rebellion and all the other rebellions that would have happened across the island, and the famous quote from one of our national heroes, Samuel Sharp, who said, "I would rather hang from yonder gallows than to live in slavery." I'm paraphrasing. Forgive me if I didn't get the quote right. That was years ago. I won't tell you how many years ago. So their spirit wasn't quenched. They still had that fighting, resilient, defiant spirit. So rebellions became the order of the day. Lighting fields upon fields upon fields of sugarcane on fire was the action of the day. Forming a militia, I'm gonna say, and really putting up a fight with British redcoat soldiers speaks to the fearless warrior spirit that our ancestors had. And I'd love to think that that spirit was passed down to us. So yes, the trauma was passed down, but so too was the resilient fighting spirit. And for this week, I want to remind us, especially those of you, my beautiful souls, my faithful listeners, who are of African descent, you are your ancestors' wildest dreams. So because you are, because I am, because we are our ancestors' wildest dreams, we shouldn't be playing it safe. We don't have the luxury of playing it safe. There shouldn't be a place for fear. There shouldn't be a place for doubt. There shouldn't be a place for the imposter syndrome. Because everything you are, everything you've accomplished is or was a dream of your ancestor. To learn to read was a crime punishable by death. And our ancestors learned to read anyway. Now, you think about that. Something many of us take for granted. Many of us take reading for granted. There are some people who read only out of sheer necessity. They are happy with going the entire day or week or month without picking up a book or an article to read. And I've talked about the benefits of reading on a previous episode. But something you have the luxury of doing at any given moment, you choose not to do now. Isn't that privilege? because your ancestors, if they were caught learning to read, if they were caught reading, they could be killed. Some of them were. And you have people walking around who refuse to even read a caption. The the irony, right? So we have, I want to say, privileges that we take for granted because some of us don't know or we have forgotten the cost of the privileges we now enjoy. This world can do a real number on us if we don't pay attention. And while your physical body can be free, while your movement isn't restricted, while you're not on a field working from sunrise to sunset and being whipped, brutally whipped, your mind could be enslaved. And this could be self-imposed or the effects of your environment. Now, the king of reggae, in one of his most impactful, famous, thought-provoking, soul-stirring songs, Redemption Song, sings the lyrics, "Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop the time." So some of us are walking around and we're not free. We are imprisoned by fear, by self-doubt, by the opinions of others. We're enslaved by the preoccupation with they. You see, they are so powerful. They is responsible for a lot of people not living up to their full potential. I don't know who they is, but I gotta tell you, they are powerful. Imagine you go to a friend with an idea and it is something that your friends can't imagine you doing. And the question is asked, but what would they think? Or you hear the other question, what would they say? And I want to tell you in this moment, they shouldn't matter. So what if they have something to say? So what if they think something? Let them. That's not your business. The opinions of others should not be your business, especially when it comes to how you live your life. When I think about and imagine what my ancestors had to endure because of the sheer evil of another being. Because that is what it boils down to, you know. There is no other way to describe slavery except to say the entire experience was evil. What would possess a person or a group of people to think themselves so far superior when there is evidence to say otherwise? What would make them think they were so far superior to enslave for centuries another group of people and build up their own economies, build up their own countries on the backs of another group of people, and then have the audacity to turn around and call us lazy? And their offsprings have the audacity to call us lazy? And we have bought into this ridiculous false narrative that we need to work twice as hard to prove ourselves just as good? No, none of us should ever again in life feel the need to work twice as hard to prove ourselves worthy to anybody. If those 400 years isn't evidence enough, then me don't know what else you know could I want. So if you are a black person, you don't have anything to prove to anybody else but yourself. And I know it is easier said than done because of the spaces that we have to navigate and the circumstances and situations that we're in. But I'm telling you, if you have the opportunity to create your own, create your own. So many of us are fighting for a seat at the table. Stop fighting for a seat at the table. Go build your own table. Go and build your own table. And then you can choose who to invite at your own table. Some of us are walking around here as a slave to society, as a slave to opinions. Some of us are literal slaves to that little piece of plastic in our purses and wallets. Some of us are slaves to our habits, to our choices, to our decisions. And the worst part is some of us don't even know we are slaves. Harriet Tubman said it. I freed 1,000 slaves, but I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. Cause it's one thing to know who you are and where you're at, you know. But you're still in a situation and don't even know you're in that situation. Who can help you? Who can help you? I'm not going to make this episode a long episode because I'm going to go out and celebrate my fellow countrymen's win and think about how I want to honor my ancestors for Emancipation Day. But a day like Emancipation Day really calls for honest introspection. We need to have that raw, honest, vulnerable conversation with ourselves. We need to assess who we are and what we're doing and if we're truly living up to our potential. Our ancestors did not die for you to come here and play it safe. You're mad? You are afraid to take that risk. Meanwhile, your ancestors were plotting how to escape horror, and they did, and then they went back and helped others escape, and you are afraid to take a chance on your own self and go after your dream because you are afraid of what they will think or what they will say. So what you prefer to do? Sit down there and miserable? That's what you want to do? That's what you're going to do? Because doing nothing right now isn't really helping you. You gotta do something. Ask yourself, what do I want to do? I'm in this role. I'm not liking this role. I don't like this job. But what do I want to do? You have to know that. Because knowing what you want to do will dictate how you act, right? Once you figure out what you want to do, then the next question is, am I willing to do what it takes for me to do what I want to do? Am I able to do what it takes so I can do what I want to do? My beautiful souls, we really need to stop waiting for and begging for crumbs and slithers of the pie. We need to stop fighting for a seat at the table and instead go build our own table. Ownership, legacy building is everything. And when you can set your mind on that, when you can shift your focus and let that become your purpose, then trivial, insignificant things, the situations will have no place in your life. We don't get caught up in the latest bite of the week because we know our attention is a precious commodity. Our energy is precious and it's finite. So we have to know who we give that to. We have to be very careful about who has access to us because they are enablers of a circumstance you don't need to be in. They are facilitators of a mindset you need to break out of. And you know who those people are now. So spend the time with yourself. Be brutally honest and do an inventory of everything. So this isn't a 2-minute or 5-minute exercise. Some of us are afraid to spend the time with ourselves and I can't imagine why or how. Because you are the person you spend the most time with. And if you're afraid to spend time with yourself, then how you can't spend time with anybody else? So spend the time with yourself and do an inventory of everything. From your mindset, to your behavior, to your speech, to your inner circle, to your goals, to your dreams. And then when you're done, look at the things and the people that are not serving you. Ask yourself, am I satisfied with what I have before me? Am I satisfied with my mindset, with how I talk to myself? Are my habits helping to propel me forward, or are they holding me back? Ask yourself those questions, and for the things you're not satisfied and happy with, what's the opposite of that? Everything you are uncomfortable with, is it your discomfort or is it projected discomfort? My beautiful souls, if you are in control of your mind, if you are a free thinker, if you know and understand the mind is the seat of all power, if you know that, understand it, and you are willing to tap into it, then you are unstoppable. And everything you see and touch and taste and use and experience was once a thought that expanded into an idea that became something tangible. The laptop I'm using was somebody's thought and idea. The microphone, the chair, like absolutely everything that you see around you was somebody's idea. We should be busy being our ancestors' wildest dreams. Fear, doubt, worry, imposter syndrome, none of those should have a place in our lives, because we come from a lineage of resilience. Our beautiful souls, especially those of us who physically appear to be persons of African descent. You especially, you're special. Don't let anybody ever tell you different. Don't let anybody ever tell you you're not worthy. You are here and you have a right to be here. Take up as much space as you want. And for some of us, that will only come with unlearning a lot. It's going to require a lot of healing, a lot of mental work, but I can tell you it can be done. So tomorrow and Monday, for those of us who are going to celebrate Emancipation Day, do something that honors your ancestors. Do something that honors the fact that you are here. Yeah? And until next time, remember, there are two sides to every coin. So just flip it to get the full view. And I will catch you next week. Bye.